A few years ago, Ann Bickley and her husband, David Montgomery, were in the middle of writing a book about germs or microbes. Montgomery is a University of Washington professor and a MacArthur Genius Award winner. Bickley is a biologist and an environmental planner based in Seattle, and the whole point of the book is that microbes are good for agriculture and good for us. Their book is even subtitled The Microbial Roots of Life and Health. But then in the middle of writing that book, the couple got some health news that made their relationship with microbes much more urgent and personal. Bickley told David Hyde what happened.
I got the call you never, ever want to get from a doctor, which is, you have abnormal cells. Within a week, I had learned that I had cervical cancer. So suddenly, health took on a whole new dimension for me, not only because this particular cancer is caused by a microbe, a virus, and the backdrop was microbes were warm and fuzzy. They had revived our soil. How could they be almost responsible for killing me? So it was a whole other layer onto the microbial world. And that was about also when we became aware of much of the new research on the microbiome. And that whiplashed me back the other way, because it turns out many, many microbes are beneficial for our health. And so we began to look into that, and it was not nearly so clear-cut as we'd thought.
So what's the new understanding of the role that microbes do play in human health, the positive role?
Yeah, it appears that microbes are actually teeing up and training our immune system. And that, in turn, is responsible for whether our bodies properly recognize everything from a pathogen to a cancer cell to an innocuous microbe. Some of these beneficial microbes are actually having this constant chemical chatter with our immune cells, teaching it, tuning it, toning it where to go and what to do.
Dave Montgomery, how does this apply to your world, to the world of soils and farming?
Well, essentially, we need to think about how we treat soils, not from a perspective of trying to kill pests and pathogens, but from the perspective of trying to support the beneficial organisms, which are sort of the natural defense system, and sort of reserve the right to use things that we may need to kill pests and pathogens on occasion. But as our fundamental philosophical orientation of going at farming, we need to think about promoting the health of the soil, much the same way that in the human body, we need to promote the health of our gut. The whole idea that there's this invisible world of ecological interrelationships that are central to our own well-being is a very different way of looking at both nature and ourselves, and it's opening doors to different kinds of treatments, different kinds of practices. You don't get to live through too many scientific revolutions, and I think 100 years from now, the time we're going through now is going to be viewed as such in the way we've viewed the microbial world.
What are you asking people to do?
We're asking people to basically garden your gut and garden it in a good way. Just as I, speaking for myself, would not go out to the garden and be dumping things into the soil that I don't really know what they're going to do, or I think, this is not a good idea, but I'm just going to do it anyway. No, that's not a good way to go. And so if you think of your gut as a parallel world of soil, you want that soil to be healthy and full of fertility and taking care of you. And that's where sort of your diet, that's where diet comes in. Because much of what microbiome science is telling us is what these mechanisms are by which our diet affects us. And one thing you know about microbes is they can eat anything. They will eat meat. They will eat plants. They will eat it all.
Plastic?
Plastic, too. But what you really want to do, at least when it comes to our gut, is eat an abundance of plant foods. Eat your meat, eat your other stuff. But as long as you have an abundance of plant foods, that keeps your onboard pharmacy working for you.
How is the future going to be different when this science becomes more popularized?
We face some major health crises, both in public health in this country in terms of the chronic diseases that plague much of the developed world now. And we also face a crisis in terms of feeding all of humanity 50 years out. And I think a very different view of the microbial world can actually really help with both, because if we widely adopted practices of, you know, healthier eating, the kind of advice Anne's just giving of, you know, eat a lot of fiber-rich plant-derived food to support the fiber fermenters in your colon, and if we started revitalizing the fertility of our soils, we could make a lot of progress towards addressing two of the most fundamental problems that we're going to face this century. And so I'd like to think that if this kind of perspective can get out and transform both individuals' decision-making in terms of their own diet, but also things like what does the USDA subsidize in terms of agriculture? We're subsidizing the wrong practices. How do doctors view the practice of medicine in terms of preventative and the balance between preventative and treating? I think we'll see a lot of changes if these kind of ideas are widely adopted, and hopefully much for the better.
David Montgomery and Anne Bickley, co-authors of a new book on the beneficial role microbes play in agriculture and human health. The book is called The Hidden Half of Nature, The Microbial Roots of Life and Health. I'll be thinking about them tonight as I drink my wife's homemade kombucha. So trendy right now. Has the SCOBY floating in it? You know what I'm talking about? The symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. The SCOBY making a microbiome-friendly vinegary fizz. Anyway, you can hear them talk about this tonight at Seattle's Town Hall, 7:30. Bickley and Montgomery spoke with KUOW's David Hyde. And by the way, in case you were wondering, Anne Bickley has been cancer-free for nearly 4.5 years.